We'll start Birchas Men Sheva. Birchas Men Sheva starts with Vayichulu. We start again, we say Vayichulu B'tzibur. The Makor for the Vayichulu is, we say three times Vayichulu. Once we say Vayichulu in davening, once after davening, and once again we say Vayichulu by Kiddush. And Agoyes Maimonides in Perek Tes Melchus Tvela brings a medrash, and so too the Rekeach. Person has to say three times Vayichulu keneged the three ashers that there are in Vayichulu. Absadova Pella, but the state in Agoyes Maimonides, as they state in Rekeach. It says three times asher in Vayichulu. Vayichal elikim v'yoyim ashvi melachte asher osa. Mikol melachte asher osa. In other words, it says three times the inyan of what the Rishon did, and he was shoybis from the three ashers. The three ashers. That's what it's brought. Now to see noch gireser chedushim. This alone is a chiddush nifla. What that the three ashers are machayev. A little bit we can understand it. That's the three shvises that we have. I will read a lashon from Avud Raham, a lashon from Amata Moshe. Zok Avud Raham, Amrinam bepere kol kisvei, Omer avchista, Omer ma'ukva, kol mespal be'ev Shabbos, v'oime v'yichulu, beiz malachim malavim leila adam, menichim yedeim areishai, v'oime meloi, v'sar aveinech v'chatoseich yituchupar. Ubemedrish omru tam achar, b'gzei reshova, shebe v'yichulu ksiv sholosh pa'omem asher. ובפוסק ויקחו אליך הפרה אדומה כסיב גימו פעמם אשר and therefore כשם שפרה מחפרס האוימה ויכולו שלוש פעמם מחפר אז זה שתית in עבוד רחם and אז זה שתית in מטה מוישה לא אימה ששקולו מהם כאחד כשם שפרה מחפרס כך האוימה ויכולו גימו פעמם is מחפר. Which leaves by us a very interesting nekuda, that there is three vashers, and that has to do with the inyan of Parah Aduma. What is the nekuda of to put the two together? I will read a noyerdik nekuda that says in Sefer Rifeduni Batapuchim, a Sefer Choshev Admiyot from Harav Arieli, the one who printed the blue Rabbi Kivegis, and he says the following: Yesh lesbeinin dava nifle. Hine paraduma chuka ve'emuna u'muskul rishon u'poshet diyesh b'ira oilam. Emuna and chuka are stira, he says. Zamor de kizboininus. Emuna that is a b'ira oilam, that's a dvarm pshutim. It's nishka chuka. It's a dvarm pshutim that's a b'ira oilam. Chuka is the other side of the coin. You don't understand it in ganzen. Mekol mokem yalfinem behekish ze mize. K'moi mi shemekayim chuka miskapeloi, kach mi shemamin, a person who's mamin in the bria miskapeloi. What is that raya? What is the oimik hadover? It's a noyodik oimik hadover bizmanenu. Tehainu, choyshech ha-kvira kol kach godel. The darkness of kvira is so great that somebody who opens his eyes to see the truth and he goes in the straight way to see that there's a bar oilam on the world is Choshev bayim, just like it would be mekayim achuka. Dosh teitin de gzeri shovem. But I put my moridike blick to be able to see such a thing. That means the pashtus, it's the chadov of pashtus that yid is mam, and he says, Vayichulo, the Rebbeinu Shel created the world. El amai, in the darkness of the world, to be able to see with a bahirus, the emuna that is a bahirulam of the world, has such a koyach as being mekayim achuka. That's the koyach. Dosh adov al neira ad miyid. Be'etzem, we have to show that the hekish is nishka vil de hekish. Shtet in the Torah zei. B'mara nitztavu of Shabbos and of Para. You see, be'etzem, that the two things were nitztavu at one time. Para Aduma and Mara was in Mara, and Shabbos was in Mara. So you see, be'etzem, that there is a connection between Para Aduma and Shabbos. And we see in Rishonim, Agoyes Maimini, Eirekeach, Ematemeshe, Avud Raham, all bring this nekuda of the inyan of the three ashers, and they bring the nekuda of the tzushtel to para aduma. We said before that the three ashers doesn't mean exactly the three ashers. It means be'etzem, it says three in yonim in vayichulu. Vayichal elikim b'yoyim eshvi melachtoi asher asa. Vayishbois from that melachtoi asher asa. And then it says a third time, ki vayishovas mikom melachtoi, and therefore vayivarech, vayikadesh, asher bara elikim melaseis. So the three ashers are referring to three different inyanim that it says in Vayichulu. One that the Rabbi Nishon finished, one that was a Shvisa, one that was a Vayivarech and Vayikadesh of this Melachte Asher Bara, of this Melachte Asher Asa, and this Melachte Asher Asa. So the Asher is Be'etzem three inyanim that there are in Shabbos, and these three inyanim are Mechayiv that a person should be Mizbeinein in the Vayichulu three times. So in the most positive terms, I would say the following, in the most positive terms, since there are three in Yonim in Vayichulu, the Vayichal Malachte Asher Asa, Vayishbois Mikom Malachte Asher Asa, the Vayivarech Vayikadesh Ki Vayishavas Mikom Malachte Asher Asa, each time of the Vayichulu is to be Mizbeinein in a different Nekuda of the Vayichulu. And that's the three in Yonim that there are in Vayichulu, that are Mechayiv three times to say it. That's how to say it in the most poshut ta'ifanim. And if so, then we realize that we have to say Vayichulu each time with a different nizbeininus. The first Vayichulu we have to say with an nizbeininus of Vayichal, the second one in the Vayishbeis, and the third one in the Vayivarech and Vayikadesh. And how emes it is, because the third Vayichulu you say taka on kiddush. So the emes is as stimmt that the three aren't connected, the three in yonim, the first being the vayichal, the second being the vayishbeis, and the third being the vayivarech and vayikadesh. That's the ha'ara on being teifeset in poshet pshat. If we would be only this to show the interessantkeit of the three times vayichulu, let us go and see more than that. In priyetz chayim from chayim, what brings ksavim. The Ksavim B'Shem Ha'Ari HaKadosh, it says, Adob HaNeira. We know we are makvit to say Vayichulu Mu'umid, because Vayichulu is Eidus. As I state in Tur, in Simen Reish Samachet, that Yesh Arim Shinogu Loimi Bekoil Rom U'Mu'umid, Neshu Eidus LaKadosh Baruch Hu Amayse Bereishis, V'Ksiv Omdu Shnei Anoshim, L'Chein Tzorech Sheyamdu, V'Yoimru Oysoi B'Yachad, Loshan HaTur. Zok da Rizal, as I state in Kisve Arizal, Va Eidis al Pishnayim Oishloisha Eidim, and therefore we say it three times. Because since the three Eidim, al Pishnayim Oishloisha Eidim, the Arizal says the following Loshen. The first time we say one Eidis, is there's one Eidis on the Kedushin, Hagvono, that the Eidis is not only an Eidis on the Bria. In Arizal it says that the Eidus is the Eidus on the Kedushin. A person's Shabbos becomes a Yichud between a person and the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that Yichud needs Eidus. So in Arizal, in the first time in the Shemini Esrei Belachash, you have the first Eid Kedushin, the second time you have the second Eid Kedushin, and the third Eid Kedushin you have by Kiddush. And that's Apishnayim Ashloisha Eidim. Azoi Brenkman is Siddur Apshapsi B'Shem Darizal. So, Lachere, if one looks at it, it should be Be'im Apella. And I found the Kasha in Sefer Be'eres Hamayim, but in the given a Talmud from the Rishonim, a Neurdike Sefer, a Shvera Sefer, but he asks this Kasha, Vupella Kalbeiz Eidim, Oyal Pia Gimel Eidim. That's the Kasha, you don't need three Eidim. So why does Darizal in Siddur Apshapsi say that you have to say three times Vayichulu, one for the first Eidus, one for the second Eidus, and one for the third Eidus. Ula Yirmais, that there are three inyonim in Shabbos. One a matono, one an achono to accept the matono, and one that it should be a nachlo beli hefzik. There are three inyonim in Shabbos. Shabbos was given a matono to Klal Yisrael. We have to have the koyach to be able to accept the matana that was also given to Klal Yisrael. And third, that it should be a nachla b'li hefzik. And he says, if so, that's the three times that we say Vayichulu keneged the three inyanim in Shabbos. But he doesn't answer the kasha on the third Eidus, how it says that it's the inyan of three Eidus. It's a shtikel dovar pella, sedaf ahezber. Akoponim, we spoke the Mekiris of three times saying Vayichulu. We know a little bit the godless of saying three times Vayichulu. We know that it has a kesher to the Inyan of Paraduma, and it's metar like Paraduma is metar. And we know the koyach that it's an edus, not only an edus on the Bria, but an edus on our yichud with the Ribbono Shel Olam on Shabbos Kedish. Just to see the shleimus hadavar, state in Siddur Ashla, that the three times Vayichulu, Amaramiz, that we have three different koyches of nefesh, ruach, and neshama on Shabbos. All three become nisala on Shabbos Kedish, and the three times Vayichulu are keneged nefesh, ruach, and neshama. As they state in Siddur Ashla. That is to be yoytze, the saying of Vayichulu after davening. The pshatim in Vayichulu we said already when we learned Shemana Esra. Now we come to the Baruch Ato Hashem of the Me'en Sheva, which do fangt chon the Berchus Me'en Sheva. I was asked a few weeks ago by somebody a question, if there is an inyan to be Kireya in the beginning of Baruch Ato Hashem of Me'en Sheva or not. And at the time I told him I don't know. About Ta'elis of saying Yeshir is that you have to look in all the Svarim. In Baruch Hashem, I found a makir in a sefer that clears the shayla, and I found a sefer that's poshet the shayla. There's a sefer that Konis Ezra Masechtes Meila. I give an Adam Godel a litvish Godel. In the back of the sefer there is halachis, and he clears a tzarech in if you have to be kireya because it's nusach haberacha. Today we were zeicha to a sefer from the Chabas Yoyer on Shulchan Aruch called Makir Chaim. It was printed by Machon Yerushalayim, a sefer, a ksav yad, on Hilchus on Erech Chaim, and a Simen Reish Samaches, he says for Dova Poshut that one has to be kereya in the beginning, just like you kereya by Shmona Esra. Ich zog nish halacha lamaisa, because with a fregen, if they were a noik like that in Klal Yisrael, you don't change menhogim. I'm saying just b'nikeya tzivisen asedah as a shayla. What the minig is, if there's such a minig, I don't know. I'm just telling it over poshet of the mekir adavar that there is a mekir to be kereya, and it gives a little bit the nekuda of understanding that it's be'etzem abracha. I heard when the Rebbe left Simcha once that he said that in every me'ain there is more than in the original. In every me'ain there's more than the original. We have a me'ein sholosh invention. So the mer in the me'ein sholosh that is invention. Invention we don't talk about b'kedusha v'tara on eating b'kedusha v'tara. In me'ein sholosh there's something that's not included in benching. So you find in the me'ein that there's something more. He also said that in the me'ein sheva there's more, and he said oy bazoi in the me'ein oylam haba don mer vi oylam haba. If every me'ein has more, the me'ein oylam haba has more than oylam haba in some sense more. That was the word that the Lev Simcha said. Being mizboinen on this word is minisir egevar adova noira. It says, Baruch ato Hashem elekeinu velekei aviseinu velekei Avraham velekei Yitzchok velekei Yaakov hakeil agyode elagiva v'al noira keil elyon. This we all say, but we don't say koine shemayim v'aretz when we daven. We say koine akeil when we daven. Vosidog gishen that Shabbos we change from v'koine akeil to say v'koine Berachmov, or not Berachmov, v'koine shamayim v'aretz. Rambam, it says the Girsa, v'koine Berachmov shamayim v'aretz. We say, most people don't say v'koine Berachmov, but what is the reason that we say a different nusach than we say, why don't we say, v'koine hakeil, keil elyon, koine hakeil? What is the reason there's an isofa of koine shamayim v'aretz? I think that this isofa of koine shamayim v'aretz has a reason. Where do we find in the Torah Akedosha a Mekir of Koine Shemayim Va'aretz? When Avraham Avinu met Shem, there it says, Baruch, Avraham, it says, Koine Shemayim Va'aretz. There it says, Koine Shemayim Va'aretz. What's the Taich Koine Shemayim Va'aretz? If we look clearly in Mefarshim and Chumash, we will understand Edova Nifla. Sida Shemayim and Sida Aretz. There's a separation between Shemayim and Va'aretz. Shemayim is Shemayim, Shemayim is Ruchnius, Aretz is Gashmius. There's a very big separation. The Gemara tells us that there's a traveling of 500 years between Shemayim and Aretz. There's a Merdik and Merchok between Shemayim and Aretz. Who connected Shemayim and Aretz? The Ovis HaKadoshim connected Shemayim and Aretz. Avraham Avinu was the first to make a connection between Shemayim v'Aretz. That's Be'etzem our Aveidah. The Rebbeinu Shem created Aretz. For what reason? That we should bring it to Shemayim. So you do our words from Kotzke Rebbe that the Welt says over, but doesn't understand it. HaShemayim, Shemayim LaShem, V'Aretz no son of Nei Adam. The Kotzke Rebbe said to make from it Shemayim. What does he mean? He means exactly what we're talking about, to elevate the Aretz, to connect it back to Shemayim, to bring the Aretz and connect it back to Shemayim. That's the Avodah of the Ovis HaKadoshim, starting with Avraham Avinu, who was Kainei Shemayim V'Aretz. He was Makne the Shemayim to the Aretz. He was made them together. He put them in place. If you learn Kainei, not from Loshin Kinyan, or you learn from Kainei for Loshin Kinyan, that it was Makne the Aretz back to the Shemayim, whichever way you go on to touch the word Kainei. But that was the Avodah of Avraham Avinu. We also see Adover Nifla. We know what's the Shnoisa Oves. Laman Yirbu Yimeichem Vimei Veneichem. It says, Kimei HaShemayim Al Oretz, Zog the Yishalmi Mesechtes Baruches, that the Oves lived Kimei HaShemayim Al Oretz, the 500 years between Shemayim and Oretz. As I touched the Yishalmi and Baruches, the Pasuk. Frek the Yishalmi, it's not true. 180 and 147, 175 is 502, not 500. Zog the Yishalmi ben Avram, Avram ben Sholosh Shonim Hikeh Esbeirei. So the first 2 years do not count. So he only lived 500 years the Ovis. Azoi shteit Yishalmi pe'ek Aleph the Berachis. So the Ovis lived 500 years. And there's a lot of, most places bring 502. Zog it over the Yishalmi, rechen kimei ashamayim ala oretz. That's Yimei Abiseichem, was Kimei Hashemayim ala Aretz. From that I understand a Dover Poshut, that the Mahalach from Shemayim to Aretz is 500 years. Who made that connection of Shemayim to Aretz? The Ovis HaKadoshim, their life on this world gave us the Koyach to go back those 500 years. That's the Koyach to go back those 500 years. That's our Aveda to go back those 500 years. That's the Aveda. That's the misper of 500 of the Oves, because the Oves were the Merkava L'Shechina, and they connected the Oretz to Shemayim, starting by Avram. That's why the misper of Shneis Oves was 500 years. So Oy Bezei, we understand very well that the Avoida of Kainei Shemayim V'Oretz is a Meridik Avoida, the Avoida of connecting Shemayim and Oretz, just like Avram Avinu did. Thus is the chilik tzivishin Shemayin Esra in the weekdays and Shemayin Esra on Shabbos. Shabbos, we come to that darga of being Kainei Shemayim V'Oretz. A whole week, there's a merchak between Shemayim and Oretz. A whole week, Yimei Sachel, we are far from the connection of Shemayim V'Oretz. Just like we are far from our neshamas a whole week. Ki yidu az in Sasem Eshtet, HaShemayim is begematria in neshama. Because that's the neshama of a person, that's the Shemayim within him. And a whole week, our connection to the neshama is not the right connection. Shabbos, the neshama and the guf connect. Eretz and Shemayim connect. So memela, that's why there's a difference in the tefillah in Shabbos to say, Kainei Shemayim V'Oretz. That's taking it on a very low level in understanding what the words Kainei Shemayim V'Oretz mean. We can go a little bit more and explain it in Kabbalah Shperach. It's not for us to explain it in Kabbalah Shperach. I will just show you Edova Nifla. If you take Shemayim V'Eretz and add them together, Shemayim V'Eretz add to a Mispar, Tov, Reish, Pei, Zayin. That's the Mispar of Shemayim and Eretz. That's the Mispar of Shemayim V'Eretz. Tov, Reish, Pei, Zayin. It's brought in all the Svarim. It's Meramis on two Shemais. We are not going to go into that. Kibeka Hashem Tzur Eilomim. The Eibishter was miyatze the world with the Shem Yudkei. What's the Shem Yudkei? Hey is this world. Yud is Olam Haba. The connection of Shemayim V'Oretz is the connection of Yudkei. Here on to Tov Resh Pezayin Yudkei is Begematria Shabbos. Aldos is Shabbos. Shabbos is the connection of Shemayim V'Oretz and Memele the connection of Yudkei. Dos shteit in Arizal on Kael Odoin Alkol Amaisim. On the words Kael Odoin Alkol Amaisim, which the Arizal is Mazber, what those words mean and what lies in those words, there is the Mekor for this Inyan that we just said. It's just to prove us that the connection of Shemayim V'Oretz is the connection of what? Has taken Avodah of Shabbos, because Shabbos is Shemayim V'Oretz, with what happens in Shemayim Va'aretz, the connection of the Shem Yudke, that's the Avoda of Shabbos. To go a little bit further, we have a Mishnah in Masechtes Kedushin, Ha'isha Niknis B'Kesef B'Shtar U'Bebiya. We have a question on that Mishnah. Why does it say Ha'isha Niknis B'Kesef U'B'Shtar U'Bebiya? Ha'isha Niknis B'Kesef U'B'Shtar U'Bebiya. She has all three? She doesn't need all three. Somebody is a whistle bucky in Favar from Rishonim will tell me that there's a Rashbat in Masechtes Ksubis Daf Memvav that tells us that if you have to do all three, really, and if you do all three, it's a bigger kinyan. Although there are Rashbats that ask this question and says so, Adobam Muzar Mayit, that the bigger issue says if you do all three. Yitaki could do one, but if you do all three, then she's Nikne Gemura. Adosh Taitan Rashbats in Ksubis Daf Memvav, one could look it up, it's Adobam Muzar Mayit. Over the Mishnah, it's Apeladike Mishnah. In Maiser Ekeach, Maiser Ekeach lived in the same time as the Heilige Goyin. The Goyen had a kesher with him, ben Avram Ager, he had a kesher with him. In Maaser Ekeach state, that the Mishnah is meramez, that there's another isha that's niknis. The Torah G'doisha, and he's meramez, the Torah G'doisha, and maybe he also refers that the isha goes under Neshama G'doisha, ki yidua, in Echaim HaKadosh, in Parshat Mishpatim, in Parshat Emor, talks always, b'shem hazayir, that the isha is meramez to the Neshama, and there you need all three. He says, Dvachim Neilam Admiyoid, Eir up Kesef Shtar and Bia Eir up to Shemayim Ve'eretz. That's how you connect Shemayim Ve'eretz with Kesef Shtar and Bia. Zoshtait Nemaiser Rekeach. Kesef Shtar and Bia Eir up to Fresh Pei Zayin. What is this Kesef Shtar and Bia? It's not in Vechinom to say it over because it teaches us how a person's Kainah Shabbos. First way a person's Shaina Shabbos is with Kisufin. With cheshek, nish mit geld, mit kisufin, mit tshuka. Kesef means tshuka. Nichsef nichsafti, a lashon of tshuka. A person has tshuka to Shabbos, cheshek to Shabbos, he lives the whole week waiting for the Shabbos, he has cheshek to Shabbos, the whole week turns around Shabbos, then that kesef is kerim, that he could have a koyach to connect to his neshama, to connect to Shamayim on Shabbos. That's the first thing. Shtar, means kosveim aluach libecha. Shtar means that it's not enough to have a kesher in chitzonius. Shtar means a kesher pnimi with a person. Kar means a kesher pnimi that it should be written on you, it should be engraved on you. Kosveim aluach libecha. That's the koyach of a shtar. The shtar is something that it should be leman yamdu yomim rabim. The Gemara says, what's the eitz of writing a shtar? Leman yamdu yomim rabim. That should be inscribed in you. That's the koyach of a shtar. Bia has two taich in the way you can taich. One is that he should be completely connected to it. One, that's one way to learn bia. The right way to learn bia is that bia is an inyan of hanor, and hanor shekol gufa imargish bo. Meaning that a person has to be'etzem enter with his whole guf should be margish to Kedushas HaShabbos. Not he should be out without just a little bit connection to Shabbos. That lies in Kesef Shtar Ubiya, and that lies how a person on Shabbos can take a connect Shemayim Va'eretz. But coming back to the Ha'ara, that the Chilik in Tfilah is an Ha'ara Nachtzema, that we have to see how to, why it's not brought in Kadmonim Da'ara. There probably are people that talk about Da'ara. Da'ara is a Neiridik Da'ara in the Chilika Avoida in Yemais HaChayil and the Avoida in Shabbos. The Yemais HaChayil we say Koina HaKayil, Shabbos we say Koina Shamayim Va'aretz, and that connects with our Avoida of being Koina Shamayim Va'aretz, Taka, the way we say, and Taka with the Koyach of the Ovis HaKidoshim, and that's the Avoida of Shabbos in the person himself, to make that Aveda of the Aliyah of connecting Shemayim Va'aretz. It stems very much with what we said many times in the Shurim on Shabbos and other times, that the Heilige Sasemes tells us that on Shabbos we enter the Beis Genoza of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos we go up. Shabbos doesn't come down. Yom Tov comes down to this world. Shabbos we have an Aliyah to Olamos, we go up. So it's taka the aliyah of Eretz to Shamayim. It's taka a different inyan. The Heilige Sasemes writes, I never said it yet, but it's kedai to say it over. The Sasemes writes in Parashas Beshalach, Why is it that the Macholim of Shabbos have a kesher to the Mon? Why? Because we entered the Beis Ginoz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Beis Mon was Nignas, so we could get the Mon, because in the Beis Ginoz of there the Mon is Nignas. So that's why on Shabbos we could have a kesher to the Macholim Amon. It just shows us to how far the Asaga goes on where we go Shabbos. We go taka to a different world on Shabbos. And that's our Aveda of Shabbos, to be Kenei Shamayim Va'aretz, to connect the Shamayim Va'aretz, and that's what lies in this Tvila, that we have the ability to be Kenei Shamayim Va'aretz.